What's up, stoners, stonettes, stone its? We're back for another episode of the Penninated Stoners. Grab your blunts, grab your bongs, your papers, your cigars, wherever the fuck you like to smoke out of. Light that shit, pass that shit, let's start this shit.
And get high.
Yo. That's the first time I didn't really fuck it up in a while.
I know, I'm proud of you.
I know I change it up sometimes, which is probably why I fucked it up over and over, is because I don't have set words I say. I just kind of go through it. But, yeah.
I'm proud of you, dude. Flows smooth as butter.
Right. This first episode for the first official episode of 2020. We dropped one right after New Year's.
Yeah.
But that was, man, we was drunk as shit during all three parts.
God. Yeah, dude, it was whack. And I passed out like immediately after the ball dropped, like probably maybe an hour after the ball dropped.
That was
It wasn't much later.
Yeah.
We partied hard pretty early.
Well, what fucked me up is y'all left, and I knew I couldn't get in the car because I was drunk, but I fucked around and sat on the couch anyway because I didn't have nobody else to talk to, and then I got like,
Yeah, actually, me and Stephanie were up later than most other people because we ended up sitting in the kitchen for a little bit, drinking again. I don't know, we had a good New Year's, though.
Yeah,
I think the bonus episode ended up being all right.
Yeah.
A little random, kind of all over the place.
Shout out to Freddie for hosting our New Year's.
Hell yeah. Straight
and
up.
Letting us
shout
do
out
the podcast that night.
Too bad he had passed out before the ball even dropped.
Yeah, that sucked. He said he's feeling better now with that shit.
That's what's up. That's funny. He shouldn't have tried to move that shit by himself.
Yeah, I know. I was there. I was there. No, he didn't. I didn't know he was doing it. And then after he did it, he came and asked me for help.
Like, I still need this mood, but I just now, like, pulled something.
Well, he moved that shit outside by itself, and he came and got me and asked me to move the different shit inside.
Got you. Y'all got any New Year's resolutions?
Hell no.
Yeah.
Word. You want to talk about it?
It's just some JP shit.
Oh, so you don't want to talk about
it? Not really.
Oh, okay. I feel you. I don't really have any resolution. I feel like resolutions don't get held, but I mean, it's basically the same thing. I guess it's really no different, but I do have goals, but I don't really want to call them resolutions because it's more than just this year.
I feel that. Yeah, I feel that. But
I mean, I guess it is pretty much the same thing, though, but it's not like I'm trying not to have that same mentality about it.
It's kind of why I don't want to, like, speak on it. Like, because I don't know. I don't want to speak on it and not hold it up.
Yeah. I feel you on that. Yeah. Don't speak on it too soon. You know, actually put some action in first. I feel you.
Hell yeah.
The strain I chose to talk about today is called Ice Cream.
Ice Cream. I like it.
Yeah, it's kind of fuck with the name, to be real. It's an indica dominant hybrid offered by Paradise Seeds.
And the couch.
It's placed in two prestigious High Life Cup competitions. That's pretty dope. 2008, Ice Cream came in second in the hydro category. In 2009, it placed third in the bio category. Like I said, it's indica dominant, 60% indica, 40% sativa. The high usually starts with the sativa effects, which is more uplifting, heady cerebral sensations. But yeah, it sounds like a pretty good strain.
I like it. I want to try it.
Common usage is for anxiety. It keeps you really focused. It's pretty high on the creative scale as well. And THC content, the highest tested strain or bud of this was 22%.
Hell yeah.
The average is 19%.
Hell yeah. I can dig it.
Hell yeah.
You know, you can pay $1,300 to be a judge.
$1,300 to be a judge? Mm-hmm. What kind of judge? A court judge?
No, like in the competitions. Like the cannabis cups and shit.
I was like, what?
Yeah, I'm staying on topic. The fuck
got
out.
A whole law school for this shit. The fuck?
It's pretty dope, but at the same time, I guess I thought that judges would be more sophisticated. Like, you don't just pay your way in. Like, they go pick out
Well, I mean, even there's like a bunch of people that can get paid for doing that, like at home. Like all you got to do is sponsor some shit, become an ambassador, then they'll be paid to get their products. But that's different. Some of them might get paid, but if just anybody wanted to become a judge for a different first type of weed, thirst or whatever, you could pay it. I don't know, like, all the details and shit, but
be like a connoisseur.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I figured they'd go pick out well-known connoisseurs that really know what they're talking about for sure. Like, I could pay my
like,
way
okay,
in.
Okay, in what sense, though? If we're talking about it like wine connoisseurs, then that's bullshit. Wine connoisseurs is a fucking scam,
no,
dude.
A weed connoisseurs.
I know, but if we're talking about that, like, what's your definition of a connoisseur is what
somebody
I'm saying.
Somebody really knows what they're talking about. Not expert. A twisted, like, whatever you're talking about with the wine, not a twisted definition of it. I mean, like, a real expert.
Okay,
it may even
cool.
be a scientist. Like,
not
you may go get a scientist.
Somebody that just sits on their couch
who,
getting
or, you know, like, quote-unquote
no,
scientists.
I was really talking about, like, there are people out there that get paid a lot of money to, they can taste a wine and tell, say, what kind it is. And all this and that, like, they claim to be experts, but they're really fucking not.
All I'm saying is you can go get a weed scientist, quote-unquote weed, you know, scientist.
Somebody that actually does shit with it in the lab?
Yeah.
Okay, then yeah.
You can go get somebody that maybe, like, I bet Tommy Chong has studied enough and explored enough to where you might could go get somebody like him.
Okay, yeah, I'll agree with that.
Which is still different from a scientist, but you put him on a
speaking in that sense, I agree with you, yeah, definitely.
That's all I'm saying.
I agree.
I think it's crazy. What do y'all think about this tobacco age?
I kind of agree with it.
You can go fight in this
oh
Iranian
God.
War that's going on right now. The start of World War III is happening. And you can sign up and go right now as 18, but you can't smoke a cigarette.
Well, that's... I agree, but at the same time, like, nobody's making you go over there. And then if you did, you would be going over there for a good reason versus
okay.
smoking a cigarette. That's technically killing you just a
I
little bit.
I guess my point is you can make adult decisions at 18. You can get charged as an adult at 18. By law, you're considered an adult, but you can't make certain decisions for yourself.
Exactly. That's
but do you know why they put this law into effect in the first place? Because a bunch of 14 to 15-year-olds were getting caught with vapes. And the ones that were getting caught distributing to minors happened to be 18, 19 and shit. That's why the whole law decided to take effect in the first place. Wasn't no adults getting caught with distributing to minors.
That's a different charge in itself, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what it was. The whole reason that this is done is to prevent distribution to minors, is my point. It's not so, like, you can't smoke, but no.
Everybody's still going to get it.
Yeah, but...
The minor's still going to get it. The 18-year-old's still going to get it. Excuse me. Everybody's still going to get it.
Yeah, that's like they're going to raise the drinking age, too, 25. And even though I'm not 25, I'm cool with it. I'm going to drink either way. I really don't give a fuck.
I think that's fucking insane, too. Like, what the fuck? That's... I don't know, man. You shouldn't be 25 and just starting your partying anyways. So even if the law
exactly.
worked...
Exactly.
I mean, if you are 25
and
starting your partying, you don't need to party, I feel like.
Which, the law's not going to work. 21-year-olds are still going to get alcohol. 18-year-olds are still going to get alcohol. Everybody's still going to get alcohol somehow. But let's say it did work perfectly. And then some people don't start drinking until they're 25, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, this shit's good, and they start partying. You're too old. Like,
right?
You should not be just now starting
you
your partying.
Well,
almost done with your partying and shit, like, by the time you're, like, 25-ish.
I mean, I might have to disagree with that.
At least
Why?
Before you're 30, man.
Wait, what?
Why would you start your partying at 25?
No, not the starting, what she said. Should be ending your partying at 25.
I mean, not
like,
exactly.
As long as you got
your
shit together and your life is straight, who's to say you can't be partying your ass off when you're 50?
I mean, I'm not saying that. I'm just like, you know how when you're like a certain age...
There's a certain level of partying, like you should.
Yeah.
I can't see too many 50-year-olds partying until 2 a.m., 3 a.m. on a Tuesday night to be work at 6 on a Wednesday.
Exactly.
Well, but that's
when I was like 18, 19, I was damn getting drunk, staying up till fucking 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, then have to be up at 7. And I take my drunk ass to work at 7 o'clock in the morning.
But
too.
If the person can handle it, why? Who's to say?
Yeah,
like,
I guess
what
so.
If you got?
I don't agree with that's handling it because you shouldn't be showing up to work still filling your drinks.
Yeah, it was
I mean that's irresponsible. Yeah.
But so by the time
me,
I was 25,
boss,
I was done doing shit. Like
well, I guess I'm just looking at it like, if I'm financially comfortable, who's to say I can't party if I'm 50? If I know I got money and I'm financially comfortable,
like I said,
I'm saying
she was meant a level
healthy mentality. Like, by the time I was 25, I was done doing shit like that. I mean, yeah, I'll still drink, but
I mean,
fucking drinking enough.
I do
kind of
feel that though, because I'm only 22 and I don't really party. I mean, y'all know what my party is, so I can see that though. But
yeah, I never party too hard myself.
I've always been the type to just sit with some people and get fucked up.
Yeah,
or get fucked up with a couple people, and then go do some crazy shit.
Yeah,
that was my partying.
I mean, I have some fun, but never the big parties.
Drunk enough to where I wasn't in my right mind though.
What's the new buzz in the cannabis world?
So it's time for your weed news. Yes, I'm carrying that into 2020.
Huh?
Fuck you, JP.
Not at all.
The new buzz in the cannabis world?
Nah, dude.
Nah.
What's buzzing?
What's buzzing?
I don't know. I like it.
I mean, I don't dislike it. It just caught me off guard, dude. Like,
it's way better than her weed news.
It's definitely better than the weed news. Definitely better than the weed news.
I was trying to help her replace it, and she was like, "No,
you
got to
do it with more hype." Like,
what? I don't have enough hype.
We need a soundboard with a drop to just do it.
Yeah,
yeah. Just say weed news,
and
then we'll put the stutter in it.
And it'll sound more professional than Stephanie.
Yeah. Make it high pitched, sound like a little alien voice.
We'll pay Cody Alcorn to do it for us.
Dude, we should do this shit like like iCarly. That's how we should get it set up. Like, you ever watch it?
Yeah.
You know how they had the little voices and shit intervening in the episodes? Like, with their
I don't remember that well, because it wouldn't want to watch all the time.
Dude, we should do that.
Word. We got a lot of plans for this year.
Hell yeah. So the governor of Virginia is pushing to reform criminal cannabis charges. So he's pushing to decriminalize marijuana completely.
And where?
In Virginia. So basically, Virginia has strict marijuana laws, and any like literally getting caught with any amount of cannabis is like, even if it's just a little bitty ass roach, automatically class 1 misdemeanor, class whatever, and 30 days in jail type shit.
Damn.
But he's pushing to decriminalize because, for one, it'll help with their overcrowding in jails and shit.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I mean, I can dig it. I'm for it.
Yeah, I mean, I think decriminalizing is, one, the first step, but it's arguably even better. Like, one reason why it's not better is there could still be sketched out deals to get what you want. But the reason why it is better is there's less government involvement, less likely for them to end up doing something to our cannabis. Because have you ever worried about what might happen to the cannabis industry with this becoming legalization? It turned into like the tobacco industry. Put an unhealthy filter on it, you add shit to it, or maybe the pesticides to help it grow.
No, but that's a weird thought. I never thought about it before.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've thought about that shit.
I might have heard it before, but I'm not 100% sure. But, like, a thought I've always had is I bet just natural tobacco and rolling your own Rolling your own tobacco is probably healthier than buying cigarettes in general.
Probably, I could see that. I feel like prices will go up.
With legalization?
Yeah.
For the government, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
It seems to depend on where and how much taxes they charge. Like, I think Illinois just became legal, but with a 30% tax. So it's probably expensive there. That's a high tax.
I think that depends on the state.
Yeah, and that part depends on the state. Because I think I've read things about Colorado being a little bit cheaper. But then again, it also depends on the THC content at that point. But, yeah, I think it all depends on what type of taxes they end up putting on it.
I really would like to just honestly say fuck it and grow my own shit.
Yeah, I mean, most of these states allow you to grow so many plants. I know Colorado and California do. I'm not so sure about Illinois and whoever else is legalized, but those I'm pretty sure that like Colorado, I think lets you grow up to like 3 to 6 or something like that plants
per house.
Yeah, per house.
Dude, I'd buy like 5 houses. And be like, look, nah, you can't charge me for growing 32 plants. You said fucking 6 plants per house. I bought 5 houses and put 6 plants in each house. I'm not breaking your law. Get the fuck
I'll
out.
I'll never forget when my 10th grade English teacher got caught with 13 pot plants in her closet at home.
That's insane.
And she
That's
had cool. used, stole a projector from school.
To help for the light.
Well, yeah, anybody that went to school with me remembers that shit. They got to.
And an English teacher.
Yes.
Like, who?
10th grade.
And it was a woman?
Any subject.
It was a woman.
What subject of teacher would you expect to be the most likely to grow marijuana? Because I just don't think English is on that list. Like, science, I can see a science teacher growing weed. I guess I want to stop using marijuana. I want everybody to stop using marijuana, actually.
Huh?
The word.
Why?
Marijuana.
Because of the fact that it was just like an English word made to sound Spanish, just to say that Spanish people and black people smoke weed during, like, the times they were making it illegal.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
I like the word.
I'm trying
I
to
thought
stick
it was
the
just
cannabis
a proper
and weed.
Term.
Yeah, but if...
Cannabis is a proper term.
Cannabis.
Yeah, but, I mean, cannabis is definitely a proper term, but if there's no marijuana, there's no Mary Jane. You're not taking my Mary Jane away from me, dude. Fuck that.
I mean, I fuck with Mary Jane.
Yeah, but it comes from marijuana, so how can you call it Mary Jane if there's no marijuana? You can't.
Because Mary Jane's a white girl's name.
I know, but...
These white bitches be smoking the reefer.
But MJ is an abbreviation for marijuana, which also happens to be an abbreviation for...
Smoking that devil's lettuce.
See, that's racist, what you just said. Get the fuck out. How can you not say something because it's racist and then be racist?
Stop white people.
I don't like white people just as much as you, but still.
Because I'm a hypocrite. That's why.
All right, well...
If I claim it, I can still do it, right?
I mean, realistically, you could do it either way.
Sure,
sure. Just say what you can and can't do.
Apparently, New York is proposing recreational legalization. They might as well. Don't they already have decriminalization?
Yeah.
So they might as well do the recreational now, set up some shops.
Exactly.
I think them. It's a beautiful sight, seeing all these states legalizing it.
Right, let's go.
Dude, what do you think about the nationwide concealed weapons?
I fuck with it. I ain't really read into it yet. I just saw the headline, but, okay, I do have, like I said, I haven't read into it. If Trump, I heard something about Trump is pushing. If it's like a executive order, then I do have to be, I can't be hypocritical. I don't want him to do that just because it's a law that I like. When, you know, I haven't liked it other times when it was a law I didn't like. But as far as should concealed carry be nationwide? Hell yeah, it should be.
Yeah. I agree.
But okay. Also states and counties and all that have the right to vote on their own laws. And I feel like that is for a reason and that I agree with. It allows people with a like mind to be able to group together and vote on their own laws. So, and if you don't like the majority of that, then you move somewhere where you do like. It allows us to separate and group together. And so that's why, like, I don't believe in a lot of, like, if this is an executive order, that's why I don't want it to be done that way.
I can see that. That's cool.
What do you think, though?
I think that guns save lives.
Agreed.
I mean, look, if we could go back and make it where guns never existed, then cool, you could take guns out of the entire history, and then cool, but that's just not possible. Therefore, guns are always going to exist. They're always going to exist to people that may be quote-unquote bad. So, yeah.
Yeah, and just because it's like you're allowed to doesn't mean you have to carry one.
Sure.
Like, Texas is an open carry state, but when their church got shot up, 2 people had guns, not the whole church.
Right.
Only 2 people. Well, 3 if you count the shooter, but 2 people. Plus, the bad people are going to have guns either way.
Yeah.
Like, if guns were to be taken away, the only people that wouldn't have guns were the people that were afraid to break a law. They're, like, genuinely good people. I feel like the bad people and criminals, they're going to have guns either way. So, you might as well make it okay for everybody.
People love to say ban guns, but then they also like to talk about the murder rate in Chicago, where guns are banned.
I didn't know that.
Every night. But yeah. I think everybody should have a gun, especially women.
Yeah.
It's your choice, but everybody should have one.
Yep, and you should know how to use it.
Yeah, straight up. Some breaking news today. The Philippines has had a volcano erupt. Did it say how far south? Just south of their capital?
I can pull it back up.
You said 1,000 people evacuated?
Yeah, from what I read.
My question with this, and I prayers to them, I hope everybody makes it out, and it sucks that these people will probably be losing homes, all that stuff. But why do people live by volcanoes?
Alright, so a volcano near the capital of the Philippines erupted this morning around 10:48 a.m. Experts warned that another hazardous explosive eruption is possible. Forced residents to evacuate.
Says 2 hours south of the capital by car. That'll probably be just about the same. Like, the volcano, if it erupts enough, I'm sure it'd be able to make it to the...
Yeah, Pompeii, dude.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, Pompeii, man.
But, it says they're on a tsunami watch now.
God dang.
Prayers out. Tsunamis are scary, dude.
Yeah, prayers out to them. Hope everybody's safe.
Have you ever seen that shit happen? Like, I saw videos of tsunamis, man. That shit is insane, bro.
You ever seen that movie, Pompeii, that they made?
Nah.
I saw it. It's a good movie.
Nah, I never saw it. I just remember reading the books.
About?
You don't know what Pompeii?
Do you know
what
Pompeii is?
City got covered in ash.
Oh, okay.
That, yeah. It was, where was that at?
In Pompeii.
No, I mean, I'm trying to think of where Pompeii was located. I have to look it up.
Is that Philippines too?
It was more. No. I want to say that was more of like a Greek.
Oh.
Let me see.
Or?
Yeah, I think so. Let me see. That's ancient Roman city.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Roman.
Man, people were found, turned to stone, cuddled with their kids, all types of shit, because the ash just covered them and then hardened on top of them.
I mean, I have heard of this. That's just something I clearly forgot about.
That shit was wild, dude. I mean, not that I was there to be able to say that it's wild, but that shit was wild.
I remember reading about it when I was in school and shit, and they made that movie about it.
Yeah. Tomorrow, we're probably going to drop this on Monday, actually, so tonight for y'all, is National motherfucking championship game. Hell Tigers versus yeah. Tigers. Go Tigers. obviously, we're pulling for Clemson.
Hell yeah.
It's been a great year. Versus Ohio State was a great game. Close one. Almost turned it off in the second half, down 16-0. I was like, Ohio State score one more time and turn this shit off. And then Clemson starts their comeback. That was a great game.
It was a good game.
I'm ready for this championship game. Man. This is going to be exciting. I'm expecting to be high scoring. Clemson cannot fall down 16 points to LSU, though. It won't be the same outcome.
They better. Well, I'm hoping for a good game.
Hopefully everybody stays healthy because a lot of times these are hard-hitting games. People get hurt left and right.
Mm-hmm.
We saw with Clemson versus Alabama not so long ago. A lot of people were dropping in that game. But hopefully Clemson brings home another championship back-to-back.
That would be the shit.
I said before Lawrence even won the first championship, I said if Trevor Lawrence wins a national championship as a freshman, then I'm betting he wins 2 out of 3 before he leaves as a junior.
Hell yeah.
I didn't really know if he'd make it back-to-back years. I don't want to say didn't expect it or anything like that. Just didn't know. But here he is. I think he's got the talent and the rest of the team. I think they can get it.
Hell yeah.
As far as the NFL, Ravens lost. I kind of thought they might go to the Super Bowl. But they're out with Lamar Jackson. Fell to the Titans. Kansas City and Houston Texans play today. I'm going for Texans. I'm going for Deshaun Watson. I hope he makes it all the way. But Kansas City does have Sammy Watkins, I think.
Damn.
But I'm definitely going for Deshaun Watson. Hope he goes
Texans
all the way.
For sure.
I'm glad. Man, I'm happy as fuck the Patriots are out of it. Fuck the Patriots. I read an article, or I don't even know if I clicked on the article. Actually, I saw the headline. Said, why Tom Brady would make sense for the Panthers. Fuck no.
No, he would
fuck
not.
Fuck no. Let his old ass retire. We don't fucking want him.
We don't fucking want him.
I ain't fucking with it.
Oh, no. We can't have that.
Not fucking with it.
Yeah, let that motherfucker retire.
That's all my football talk, sports talk. JP, don't fuck with sports.
They all say it like it's a bad thing.
It is a bad thing. What kind of man don't fuck with sports?
I mean,
it's actually a lot of them.
I like boxing.
What kind of men are y'all really? I'm joking.
The fuck?
Mate. I'm joking.
What kind of man is 5'6"?
Exactly. The type that don't watch sports.
I don't know. Not
facts.
Me. I'm 5'8". The fuck? Short me 2 inches, get the fuck out.
You look 5'6".
Okay, well, you know what? You look like a fucking wildebeest.
I have to disagree.
I'm not a wildebeest.
Yeah, what? Can y'all believe 6'9" only got 2 years?
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
It went from, like, facing 40 to he starts snitching. And then I read an article said that even with the snitching... That even with the snitching, he could still be facing a mandatory minimum of like 30, 35. And then 2 days later, he got sentenced to 2 years, and he had already done a year, so he'd be out at the end of 2020, out at the end of this year.
God dang. Motherfucking snitches, man.
That's just crazy, man. And then he signed a $1 million record deal since he's been in prison, so he's supposed to come out and make music. The fuck he gonna come out making music about?
Right. We know you snitch, so we know you ain't a gangster, so.
You think his fans would care?
Think
probably fucking not.
Maybe. Might get killed. If he pissed the right person off, man, he's probably got some hits on him. I think he pissed off YG. YG ain't nothing to fuck with.
I'm sure he does have some hits on him, but I don't think it'd be from YG. Like, him and YG's beef with some little bullshit. Like, he got some real issues now that he told on his whole set. And disclaimed himself.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking more so celebrities that he pissed off.
He disclaimed his set, and that's who he snitched on.
Yeah, he should probably get fucked up, dude.
Yeah, so that And then I read that the government, that's how they called it, like I don't know what government agency, I don't know who would do this, but the government wrote a letter to the judge saying or requesting that they give him less than the mandatory minimum. I'm like, so what the fuck does mandatory mean?
Exactly.
That shit don't even make sense.
He could go make music in Canada. Nobody probably give a fuck.
And then the baby, he's been arrested on robbery charges.
No.
I'm not sure. I think he might be out on bond, but you know that's just bond. He should be having to deal with this. It was caught on video. Allegedly, his entourage beat up a dude and then stole some of his belongings. Story is, this dude was a promoter who was supposed to pay $30,000 and only paid $20,000. Still owed the baby $10,000. So they found him outside and got him, and they got caught on video.
Is money really even worth doing all that shit?
When you're messing with the street dude, yes, that's how they feel, and they're gonna come for you. But it's stupid, man. Like, you can make way more than that in a night easily.
Exactly.
at your point in your career right now. Like, the baby is popping right now. Regardless if he's the best rapper out there, regardless of being
that. He's up. I don't like him, but he's definitely up.
Yeah.
I can't say that he's not.
You're fucking up future money. You fucking up your future, period. You end up fucking around getting locked up for this shit. You're definitely going to be spending a lot on lawyers now. Like, more than that $10,000 that you wanted.
Exactly.
That's how I feel when people steal shit at Spinx. Like, this dude got arrested for stealing 2 cases of beer. So he could have really just paid like $30, or now he's going to have to pay so much more fucking money.
Stupid motherfucker, man.
Yeah, that's crazy. What is the point? And the cigarette's definitely not blight. I can understand if you're saying you're stealing food to feed your family. Like,
that's different.
That's excusable.
But come on, man. You ever heard of somebody stealing and they have the money in their pocket?
Yeah,
they could have got it, but they just stole it.
Yeah, like, what's the fucking point? There's no respect behind that at all.
We should have talked about when we talked about the tobacco age. What y'all think about this proposed phone bill? I think it's in Vermont.
I think that it's funny. Other than that, I don't really have an opinion on it.
The dude, to give you some detail, this proposed phone bill that we're talking about is phones will be illegal to be owned and possessed by people under the age of 21. The reasonings are suicides, texting and driving, and deaths related to that. And I can't remember what else, but those were the two big ones. The guy that proposed the bill, he did say he does not actually think it's going to get voted through. He said he just put it out there to raise awareness, apparently, which is kind of stupid. We really have people in this country whose only job is to sit around and make up new bills. For what? Like, for religious people, God gave you 10 laws. And we have people just making up laws every day.
Every damn day. And it just doesn't make sense to me, because cell phones are a form of communication. And for these younger people, if their parents were, like, cautious enough, they would keep control of their child's phone and shit and what they're looking at or whatever.
Said it was for, like, texting and driving, though.
I mean, that
suicides,
too.
Suicides, cyberbullying.
Oh, yeah, you
I'm
can
just.
Say that.
I don't know. People need cell phones to be able to communicate nowadays, because pay phones don't exist no more. Pagers don't.
I'm
like,
not mad
you
at
can
the
still get a pager.
Down.
Really?
I'm not mad at the crackdown on texting and driving. No, that shit can be dangerous.
Yeah.
But, you can't just. That law is crazy.
I think a better way to go about it would be like, putting a system in cars where it automatically hooks up to your phone, and you can't use your phone while you're in the car.
Yeah, but I mean, there's already laws on texting and driving anyway, so.
Right. You've been keeping up with this possibility of World War III? Like, you suited up? You ready to go? You volunteering?
I'm not volunteering, but I'm not going to say I'm not above. Like, I'll go shoot some shit and possibly get blown up. I don't give a fuck.
You don't give a fuck? Might as well volunteer.
Nah, dude, because I got to cut my hair. That ain't worth it. Taking them to the grave, dude. Unless they're gonna make me go.
Yeah, I feel you there. So Iran, well, no, first on January 3rd, I think Trump killed General Salami or some shit like that from Iran.
Salami.
Totally bad guy. Bad guy. Horrible guy. Allegedly, he was planning and attacks on American people. He led attacks on American embassy in Iraq and Baghdad, as well as he was known to be behind the killing of his own people whenever they would protest. Because, you know, this is a very dictator-like country. I'm not sure what the actual government is in Iran. I guess I should look that up, but like a lot of their mindsets is dictatorship, because that's either what they are or what they were in recent years. I'm not sure exactly. So yeah, I mean, people protest and they told police force to just, or, you know, law enforcement to just open fire on them and just kill them, pretty much. And this General Salami guy was behind that. What was it, Soleimani?
I have no idea. Salami sounds right. I just think it's funny.
No, I know it's wrong. I was just coming in that with a joke, and now I forgot his real name. I heard it over and over the first couple of days, and then I quit watching about it. But at that point, did you think it was going to start a war?
I mean, kind of.
Yeah, I kind of did too, man. But So Iran promised retaliation. They sent some missiles over at its army base. But somehow Americans got a heads up. They had everybody already tucked away in safety. They didn't hit where any people were at exactly. They just hit close by. And it seemed more like a warning almost. And then Iran comes out and there goes, yo, we shot some missiles, but if y'all cool now, we cool now. Like, we ain't got to go no further.
Because they don't want it.
We ain't got to go no further.
They don't want it, dude. This is, like, the first time I feel like that, I don't know, Trump was just kind of like, you know what, we ain't no bitch. Yeah. You hit us, we're going to hit you harder.
I really thought that when it came to Trump bombing some shit, I kind of thought he was going to be starting some shit, and I thought I was going to be against it. But, nah, I loved it.
No, yeah, let me say, everybody that's listening, if you, like, there's a lot of people that's getting hate saying Trump started this war and siding with the whatever. I feel like, you know what, y'all should be deported. Y'all
yeah,
should.
If you're siding with that shit, man, that shit's crazy. Cause
yeah.
Check it out, man. So I went to work the next day, and I asked a vet, and I said, what do you think about this? He said, it's not a big deal to me. He said, I kind of wish Trump would have went through the steps that he was supposed to. That way, everybody wouldn't be mad at him. He said, he'd go through the steps. The generals of the army generals or whoever he had talked to high up over there would be like, fuck yeah, let's go blow him up.
I get it, but there was no steps to go through because he withdrew from the United Nations years ago.
No, it's his own country, not just the United Nations. We have laws here to go through Congress.
I mean,
the loophole in going through Congress is the president has the power to call a strike or something, use military force if there's imminent danger upon the U.S., which this guy did propose. And I actually listened to Trump talk the other day. It said he went live on Facebook. I thought it was going to be like him addressing the nation. It ended up being one of his rallies that he does. But regardless, he talked about the situation. I watched it for a few minutes. He said they knew exactly where the guy was at. They had a shot on him. They knew exactly what to do, when he'd be there, what time, all that. He said, but if he goes through the steps, he calls up somebody. Now, all right, yeah, we can talk about this. Let's get together in a week. Well, no, a week's too long. We know where he's at right now. Well, I'm busy right now. We can't do this, blah, blah. So it's like, I had a chance to take him out, so I did what I can legally do, and I did it. He said, that shit made perfect sense.
Yeah, I mean,
the dude, they had knowledge of this guy having plans against the U.S., so that proposes imminent danger. So in that case, I think it is what it is, and he had a good point when he says, you know, it's going to take too long. They had him pinpointed. What do you do?
Yeah, that's like I've had shit go down at my work before and call the cops, but by the time they get there, like, then they come in like, oh, now you're getting here. What the fuck do you want me to do about it? They're gone. You can leave now.
I listened to him talk a little bit more, and, man, that dude, he's a funny dude. Let me just say that. I had to text JP. I'm like, this dude is fucking hilarious. I don't believe half of what he said. He just knows how to get his people going. Like, the way he said Nancy Pelosi's name, like, he said it with such disgust, and the crowd just goes, boo. And then he, like, calls some dude named Adam a pencil neck. It's like, he's got a 5-foot neck, pencil neck. And then when he talked about Hillary, it was Crooked Hillary. Like, it was her whole name, just Crooked Hillary, Crooked Hillary. Crowd's going, boo. And you hear somebody say, throw her in jail. And he goes, they should throw her in jail, I'll tell you what. So you're the fucking president. What do you mean they should? Yeah, that was one of your promises. Y'all probably eat steak dinners together. Like, fuck out of here.
Crooked Hillary. Oh, boy.
I would like to be president.
You said you like him?
I would like to be president.
Oh, you would like to be president. I got you. I'd vote for you.
Really?
I'd vote for you.
I appreciate it.
President.
I'm not as dumb as I'd appear, huh?
Can I be vice?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Thank you.
She can be your maid.
I was like, I don't know what she want to be.
And then
White House maid.
Like, and then at my wedding, you... Like, or, no, we'll find, I'm trying to think of how to make sense of this. I can't make this joke until I make it make sense. Now it's bothering me.
You think Trump's going to win 2020?
Yeah.
What? Is it this year? Damn, it is this year, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you think he's going to win again?
Yeah.
Man, he almost definitely is.
Thank you.
The Democrats are not unified, and I personally don't even like the two-party system. Like, I'd rather see an independent rise up to the occasion somehow. But yeah, I mean, there's not somebody good enough to run against him right now. Not against the fans that he has. Like, the way he got his crowd going, I'm telling y'all, it's hilarious. He knows exactly what to say.
I mean...
And it's sad that these motherfuckers are stupid enough to fall for it.
This guy said he...
Wait, hold on. Okay, but the country is in a lot better shape than what it was before he was president.
Who are we to say it is, though?
It is.
Like,
the military gets paid, and their benefits are so much better. The unemployment rates...
About VA.
Yeah, the unemployment rates are so much less, especially with the black people.
I guess it doesn't help for me to speak because I'm...
Like, he might be an asshole in what he says, but the things that he's actually done really outdoes most of the presidents that we've had.
I never took a big interest in politics to begin with.
I haven't either until
Trump
became president.
I just don't like Donald Trump as a person.
And here more so recently than ever, I like him because he doesn't care if people like what he says. He's going to say it. You can't buy him. He's going to...
This dude told his people during that little pep rally I watched... That he has come through with more promises than he made. He said, add them up.
He probably did, to be real.
That doesn't make sense.
What do
you
mean?
He didn't make the promise. How can he come through with it?
You can't come through with
more promises than you made.
I feel like it really was just like an expression. Like, I don't think it was literal, but.
There's still no wall. The tariffs. Oh, and I was reading an article the other day. The tariffs he put on imports, we just end up paying because then the prices go up, which I know that for a fact because I work for a place that imports from China. And everything that my owner has had to pay extra, we put extra into the trailer. like, as far as the price to get it.
So y'all keep raising y'all's prices?
Yeah. Prices went up every year for the past 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, and that would be inflation if the pay rate went up, right?
But
we're not getting
pay rate ain't necessarily going
no,
up.
No, it's fucking not, dude, at all. I thought I seen this thing, dude, where it said like minimum wage should be like, if we're going off of the average expenses, it should be like $15 to $17 an hour.
Yeah, like I'm not usually for the minimum wage argument, but when I looked at it like this, the fact that minimum wage has not gone up since 2008, I think, but yet price of everything else goes up. I mean, a house in a neighborhood close to my, I think it was close to my high school, but anyways, with a high school classmate, he said he remembers his mom paying $650 a month. The same house has had no renovations and costs like $1,100 right now.
Man, fuck that, dude. That's insane.
So when you think about it like that, and minimum wage hasn't gone up in that same amount of time, that part is kind of crazy. Figured this is some important information. I've argued with people about whether or not this is possible. Have y'all ever thought that it's possible to get to fail a drug test from secondhand smoke?
Feel like, I mean, if you're sitting there hotboxing a car with somebody, maybe.
Yeah.
It's actually easier than you think.
Breathing it in, I guess.
Yeah, it's actually a whole lot easier than you think. That's crazy. You don't have to be sitting there hotboxing. So it's right. There's an article on High Times about it. You can go look it up. It was worth a read. If you have a drug test coming up, you probably should not be around it at all.
So is that easy?
I'm not going to say it's that easy,
but
it's not as hard as you think either.
That's insane, dude.
Yeah. I would have never thought.
And but the upside of that is it'd be out of your system quicker because you're not. So, you know, a couple days, maybe week max, you know, it'd be out your system quicker. But it gets in it a whole lot easier than I ever thought. So I just thought that was some important information. There's an article in Hot Times about it. It's worth looking up. 15-foot hay sculpture of Willie Nelson in Virginia.
I like it, dude. I'm with it.
We wanted to talk about Willie Nelson anyways. So that's how I thought I'd bring him up, man. 15-foot hay sculpture of Willie Nelson in Virginia.
I like Willie Nelson.
Like his music?
Just, yeah, and him.
Yeah. I thought he was pretty cool as old dude in Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, yeah.
Never
definitely.
Seen it.
Yeah, he
never
makes good music.
I like it. But I used to fuck with the shows, too, growing up. Like, shows are older than me, of course, but I used to watch them on TV, and my grandma even got me like a whole season or two on VHS 1 year for Christmas. But Willie Nelson has quit smoking weed.
Yeah, I read that.
He says it's just kind of hard on his lungs. He's getting older. I mean, what is he, like 90?
He's like 91. 86, I think.
Oh, when did I look that up?
Yeah, I looked it up not too long ago.
How old is Willie Nelson? Yeah, like I said, 86.
Shut the fuck up.
But he said he does still do edibles. So it's not like he just quit weed.
Just for breathing issues.
Yeah,
he just quit smoking.
Right. So he does the edibles. He does the oils. All that type of good stuff. The oils are really good for, you know, your body. Especially at his age, I'm sure, you know, helping his joints feel better. You got any stoner shit with JP?
Yeah, stoner shit with JP, dude. So I was making a cheese and ranch sandwich in your kitchen earlier, and it hit me. All right. What is the most creative shit that you ever made to eat while you were high?
I've never really been one to get too creative when I was high.
You've never just craved some weird shit, threw some random shit together and ate it.
Not really. Because, to be honest, like, the weirdest shit I ever ate, I was not high.
What was the weirdest shit you've ever ate?
All right, man, I was hungry one day after school, come in, and we ain't got shit. I found some bread, found some ham, but no fucking mayonnaise, found some jelly, but no fucking peanut butter. So I had a jelly and ham sandwich.
Ew.
Great jelly. And the first one was like, damn, this ain't bad. So I made a second one. This shit was disgusting, man. I must have really just been hungry.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Oh, my God. Jelly and ham sandwich. That's what we're naming this.
Jelly ham. Yeah, that's your, that's a new nickname, bro. What's up, Jelly Ham?
What about you, man?
I put hot sauce in my Lucky Charms before.
Ooh, wow. What? Wow.
That's wild. That's wild.
Honey on my hot Cheetos. Or regular Cheetos. Either one. Put peanut butter on a cheeseburger. Like, it's pretty good.
Okay, that's weird.
Damn,
you've done a lot of weird shit.
I just be craving weird shit, and I might as well eat it all at once. It's going to the same place.
That's weird.
Okay, but no, you know what the even weirder thing is? This shit normally doesn't end up tasting bad.
Probably because you're too high.
Normally. Like, the hot sauce and Lucky Charms, that shit was busting, dude. Then I had, like, spicy milk, and I made it strawberry flavored before I drank it out the thing. So I was eating spicy strawberry milk. Drinking spicy strawberry milk after I ate Lucky Charms. It was the good.
Wow, that's wild.
Yeah.
Weirdest thing you ever ate?
I don't have anything, like.
You eat pickles. Surely you have something
weird.
Oh,
no, I mean, not like what.
Pickles and peanut butter is good.
I've never gotten creative like that. Or weird.
Boring.
Right.
No, I'm just saying, damn, I ain't never
what
really
an ending
been
to this great episode.
Jeez,
been
yeah.
Extra like
put
that
me to
when
sleep.
I'm high.
Right. I don't even think I can drive now. So sleepy.
I'd say, like, now the weirdest thing I've ever
we can
eaten.
Tell you're turning 28 next week.
Shut up. The weirdest thing I've ever eaten
life.
Was probably a squid, and my sister bet me to do it.
What? Dude, I ate. You know how
I've
much squid I've eaten in my
anything.
Life?
It's just nasty.
I like it.
I tried it.
Depending on how it's cooked.
It doesn't have a taste, really. It's just a weird
maybe
taste.
I like
octopus.
Squid salad.
It was octopus I didn't like. But I imagine if you don't like one, you ain't gonna like
dude, I went and got calamari one time, and it was like, instead of how it normally is, it was like little whole octopuses fried. Dude, I was tearing the things up. Yeah, that shit was busting, dude.
I'm good on that, but you do got me wanting a buffet now.
I've had squid and ink sauce.
And ink salt, not that's disgusting.
No, it's not disgusting, dude. It's good.
Like, all I think
it comes in
like,
a can like sardines.
Ink sauce, that's disgusting.
It's not. It comes in a can like sardines, and you just open it and eat it. It's good as fuck.
That's disgusting. I just think of that little squid on fucking Finding Nemo.
I mean, the sauce is made out of their ink, I think.
Yeah, apparently so. Fucking ink sauce.
Yeah, it's good though.
That's weird. Anything else we got today, man?
Nah.
I don't think so.
We're going to be dropping on a new day, man. It's kind of cool. We're going to start recording on a weekend and drop on Monday. So, y'all enjoy your Monday. If y'all are at work listening to us, man, have fun.
Don't work too hard.
Right.
Hardly work. Instead of working hard.
Yeah, work smart, not hard.
Yeah, that's better. That's some motivation there. All right, y'all, man. We out, man. I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Remember to like, share, subscribe, whatever. We're on Spotify. We're on Apple. Tell your friends. Tell your mama, your grandmama, your sons, your daughters.
Pod so good, make you want to slap your mama.